Sportsnet report for Friday, June the 30th. I'm David Bellum. One of Hunterforce headquarters buildings in Sarajevo has been directly shelled, causing severe damage but no casualties. Two shells hit the PTC building at about 9:30 last night. One partly destroyed the restaurant and kitchen and damaged some vehicles parked outside. The other caused extensive damage to an upper floor bedroom. Hunterforce military spokesman Major Guy Vine says fortunately both rooms were empty. It seems the shells were fired by the Bosnian Serbs. And do we believe it was deliberate targeting of UNPROFOR? No fire was returned and it wasn't possible to identify the firing point. There are unconfirmed reports today that four civilians have been killed and seven badly wounded by mortar shelling on a market in the western part of the city. Another one of the UN safe areas, the eastern enclave of Durashta, was heavily shelled yesterday. During the afternoon, 42 mortar and artillery shells were reported impacting inside the town. Unconfirmed reports say two people were killed and three injured. There was good news for another state area, though. A UNHCR convoy succeeded in reaching the Bihać pocket, bringing more than 100 tons of flour, oil, and food to government-held Chazin. Senior Croatian government official Hrvoje Šarić has sent a second letter to the UN in Zagreb, claiming that troops and arms shipments are coming into Croatia from the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. In his letter, published by the Croatian press agency HINA, Mr. Šarić says 4,000 mobilized Croatian Serb refugees and more than 1,000 volunteers had crossed to Serb-controlled Croatia from Serbia, as well as 26 tanks. At today's press conference in Zagreb, Deputy UN spokesman Chris Gunner said investigations into the claims were continuing with some difficulty.
We have received the letters and we are well aware of the claims made in the letters about the involvement of the Yugoslav army in the Crimea. We, as we said, are doing our best to verify these figures. We have not been able to do so because of the extreme restrictions of movement which I told you about and continue to tell you about, especially in Sector North. We would obviously like to verify these figures if we can. The investigation into these claims is ongoing, and as and when we have something, we will not only let you know, but we will also include it in any likely response which Mr. Kashi makes to Mr. Sharish Gladden.
Meanwhile, the southeast corner of Sector South remains tense. Yesterday, Croatian Serb forces shelled towards the border with Bosnia, from where Croatian forces have launched recent offensives despite calls from the UN for them to withdraw. On this occasion, the Croats did not respond. Bosnian Federation President Krešimir Zubac has told the UN the new rapid reaction force will have to leave Bosnia if its mission isn't clarified within 30 days. The 10,000 or more French, British and Dutch troops will all be based on Federation territory, many of them in areas controlled by the Bosnian Croats. Mr. Zubac, the Croat, said in a letter to UN Force Commander General Bernard Janvier that the consent of the Federation and the self-styled Bosnian Croat Republic of Herzeg Bosna would be needed for the rapid reaction force to stay. The Federation was set up last year between the Muslims and the Bosnian Croats, who'd spent the previous year fighting each other. The UN's going ahead with the deployment of the Rapid Reaction Force, which will be under UN command and has been agreed to by the Bosnian government. In the meantime, though, the Bosnian government reported to announce it will no longer talk to FRSG Yusuf Akashi. Hasan Muratovic, the Minister for Relations with the UN, made the claim in an interview with the Sarajevo news agency. Mr. Akashi's spokesman, Phil Arnold, was asked by journalists if this would make the FRSG's life more difficult.
I don't think it could be made more difficult here.
And that's our report from UN Radio and the former Yugoslavia for Friday, the 30th of June. I'm David Bellum.